Welcome, everybody. Share number 1030, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to real quickly review what we ended off last year, the three shitas on Rosh Hashanah by night, and then we're going to move on. So we said, how do we work at Rosh Hashanah by night, right? We have the apple, you have the tamar, you have the date, you have the pomegranate. So real quickly, we said, Reb Shlomo Zalman and others say that lemaisa, you make the bracha in the right order, right? You take first the date, make the ha'etz, and that's going to cover the apple when you dip it in honey, which will be afterwards, and you eat the, and then you could eat from the rimon, from the, pomegranate, and so on. But you start off the right way with the date. You start off with the tamar, which is the correct order. That's all. Nothing changes. That's shita number one. That's the first group of poskim. Then you have the kafachaim and the those al pi kabbalah. They say no. Tonight's a siman toiv. The night of Rosh Hashanah is a siman toiv. And over here, it's a special inyan to first make the bracha on the apple, dip it in honey, because this is a special siman toiv Rosh Hashanah. And we throw in over there also. We said last year we explained it. Lefi the Rambam, we could say possibly that is chaviv. Tonight it's chaviv because I desire to have the apple and honey first. So therefore, that would come before the Shiva Saminim punct only tonight of the night of Rosh Hashanah because it's a siman toiv. So al pi kabbalah, they say that would be no problem. And others say to avoid the entire situation. Rosh Hashanah by night, good, you want to make a bracha on the apple, dip it in honey, which is beautiful, but be careful. There's a halacha of that the date comes first, right? That's how we paskin. The date and the pomegranate, those are all before apple. So what you do is you make a bracha. That is the third sheet. Again, there's a third sheet. What you do is you make a bracha on the apple, make a eitz, make sure and don't, and the dates, the tamar and the rimon, the pomegranate, make sure they're not on the table when you make the ha'etz. You eat the apple and honey, fine, but when you make the bracha, the ha'etz on the apple and honey, so then make sure that you have in mind the pomegranate and the date. You have to make sure that you have them in mind and make sure that they're not on the table at the time you make the dates, but just make sure you have them in mind. Then when you finish the apple, then you go ahead and bring the date and the pomegranate to the apple. Then you bring the date and the pomegranate to the table and you can start eating without a bracha because you already made the dates on the apple and you had in mind the date and the pomegranate just to make sure to cover the halacha also. So those are the three different shittas. I just wanted to sum everything up from the last two shiurim that we have it straight. Now, what do you do? What do you do? It depends. Everybody does different. You know, it depends what a person's minig is. It depends, you know, how they go and so on. But whatever one does, there is what to rely on, like we just explained. Okay, moving further in the halachas of Kedima Bebrachas, we spoke a little bit about last year in reference to having in mind the importance of having in mind. I just want to read one quick thing. If somebody made a mistake, let's say, somebody made a mistake. Now, putting aside the Rosh Hashanah, we finished that, fine. That's packaged up. Now we want to move on. During the week, right? I'm eating my apple and I eat my, let's say, pomegranate and date or fig or whatever the case is. And so I'm supposed to make a bracha on the one that comes first, right? The date or so on. But now I forgot. I made a mistake and I made a bracha on the apple, right? On a Monday, Tuesday, during the week. We don't have the siman toiv, this whole thing. And during the week, I now made a bracha on the apple and the pomegranate's in front of me and the date's in front of me. So one second, what do I do now? Should I make another bracha? In other words, I made a bracha on the apple. Good. I took a bite out of the apple. I took a piece of apple. Fine. So that's okay. So now what do I do with the date? What do I do with the pomegranate or whatever else is in front of me that I should have made the bracha on? So, or should I make another ha'etz? Maybe I should make another ha'etz on the date or the pomegranate that was in front of me, even though it was in front of me. So the mechaber, the Ramah says that no. So he says v'chol zeh d'tzarech l'hakdim. He said reishit aleph. Our siman, of course, is reishit aleph sif hey. It's at the end of sif hey actually, because I just want to bring down the point of having in mind a minute, which we started talking about. It's the end of sif hey reishit aleph. The Ramah v'chol zeh d'tzarech l'hakdim haynu dafka l'chadchil. But all this is lechatchila. Initially, this is how you do it. Aval im ovar uberech halasheni. If somebody was over and they made a mistake and they made a bracha on the second one, which is the apple, and the date was in front of you, and so on. In other words, what I'm saying, it wasn't like I'm going to eat the date afterwards, or the date's not in front of me, or something like that, because then we say then there's room to maneuver, then you don't have to do it, right? But it's all in front of me, and I got to eat it, 1, 2, 3. Avlim ava berech alasheni, but I made a bracha on the apple. I made a mistake. Im berchas, im abrachas shavis. Now, so the eights, what does the eight, does the eights go on the date? Does the eights go on the pomegranate? So im abrachas shavis yoitze, one would be yoitze. Abrachas shavis, if it's the same eights, one would be yoitzev. Ein tzarich lachzor levarach, says the Rama, you don't have to go back and make another bracha. Al zeh shehaya loy lahaktim. You don't have to, again, ein tzarich lachzor levarach, al zeh shehaya loy lahaktim. You don't have to make the bracha on the date or the pomegranate or anything else that had to come first, right? If it's all ha'eitz, obviously, we're talking about all ha'eitz. So, v'vad, on one condition. V'vad she'edayta gam ke'nalav be'verchasei. As long as you had it in mind when you made the bracha, right? You have to make sure that you have it in mind because it's on a high level. Otherwise, it becomes problematic, which we'll talk about next year. So if you had it in mind, you had in mind the date, you had in mind the pomegranate, so even though you made a mistake and you made a bracha on the apple during the week, right, it would still cover the pomegranate and the date that are also ha'eitz that are in front of you that you'll be eating at the same time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, baruch, kol tov.